Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This afternoon, Mark Johnson joining us to talk about the effect of the mortgage rates on the spring market, home buying market. And we had been seeing a pretty significant increase in mortgage rates, but for the beginning of this year, we're actually seeing a little bit of a lull. So, Mark, what can you say about that?
Well, you know, interest rates, if we go back to history, can anyone remember when rates were 11% in 1979? And 81, they were 18%. So today we're talking, you know, 4%, maybe a little drop to 3.75. You know, when we put it in historic perspectives, they're still very, very low.
And of course, this week, the Fed's already talking about possibly raising the national interest rates. Mm-hmm. What is that going to do to mortgage rates?
Well, now, mortgage rates really are tied to bonds, but when rates go up, bonds act in a different way. But we probably don't have time to get into the intricacies of how mortgage rates are more tied to the bond rate. But on a $350,000 purchase price, David and Kristen, what we're seeing that my mortgage partners are telling more and more people are putting 20% down. So let's say that's a $280,000 loan for our Texas families here. If rates went up, let's say just a few weeks ago from 3 to 3.25, that would increase their payment by $40, right? You and I would agree that's probably not a big deal for most people. But recently when it went up from, you know, to 4%, now we're talking about $150 per month difference, and that can make a difference in some people being able to qualify or not.
Let's talk about the demand for spring buying. It seems like everyone was trying to either sell or buy during the pandemic because of the difference in rates that we've seen, as you mentioned, historically. What does the spring market look like now with the demand?
Yeah, the real estate market is crazy. And you may say, are we going to have a rush? Well, we already have a rush, and it's more like stress, because we're in a just-in-time inventory market. 30% of homes that come on the market are selling instantly. So it's like going to the grocery store and there's only two cans on the shelf, and those cans sell, and then they put two more out and those sell. We're going to sell the same number of homes, but we're going to sell it in a higher stress environment because it's just in time.
And of course, then you're automatically competing with, in a lot of cases, dozens of other people that want to buy the same home. And so they might be willing to actually pay more.
Absolutely. And you have some institutional buyers coming in that are making it even worse. So for those sellers that I would call optional sellers, like I'm an optional seller, I don't need to sell, but you know, if there was a beautiful home, maybe I would. The optional sellers are out of the market. The ones that have to sell, job relocation, you know, divorce, death, birth, those life events, those are the ones that have to be in the market, are in the market, and are under intense pressure. In today's world, they may have to do a double move. They may have to rent for a while. There's, you know, many factors that come into play.
And speaking of factors, can we talk about, just before we started recording on this interview, we were just discussing on how big the Dallas Metroplex is continuing to grow. And how has the market here locally been affected with people coming in from other states that are moving to Texas?
Yeah, quite a bit, because the home builders just can't keep up for a number of reasons. There is the labor shortage and builders just can't keep up with the demand. Kristen, part of the issue is no one thought millennials would buy homes until they did, right? And so the millennial generation is the largest group of home buyers right now. They're in prime household formation. And as a result, since 2012, there's been 12 million new households formed, but only 7 million homes built. And that's true here in throughout Texas. So the home builders just can't keep up.
Is this a real estate bubble that could burst at some point, or are we just seeing what amounts to the new normal?
Well, I wish I had the crystal ball, and of course, I'm in the real estate business, and I watch it closely. I don't see, and I work with economists all over the country. This is a fundamental supply. The demand is there. The millennial generation, like I said, no one thought they'd buy homes until they did. They're buying homes, and that's strong demand. They're not going anywhere. These millennials want a place to live, and they want to buy a home. So it's not a financial issue like we had in 2008. This is a shortage of supply not being able to keep up. And so the fundamentals are quite different.
I also want to talk about any kind of advice that you'd like to give our listeners who are looking to sell or buy, specifically buying and looking into those mortgage rates for the springtime.
Yeah. So the first thing for all your listeners that are buyers, they have to set proper expectations. And working with a full-time professional, hyper-local expert that's in real estate to help guide them through this crazy market. It's not a market you want to go at it alone. But setting the expectations, communicating with your mortgage loan officer, your real estate professional, your financial advisor, and quite frankly, right now, your counselor. Because, you know, you're not going to win every offer, and you're going to get beat down, and it's going to take diligence and resilience. And so
that sounds like heartbreak, heartbreak in their future.
Well, and you know, Kristen, that buying a home is so emotional. So you see this home and you like it. Oh, this is going to be perfect for my family. And then you don't get it. And you think about the roller coaster you're on. And so not only for the real estate professional, but for the consumer, it's really a time that we all need to have a lot of empathy.
You talk about institutional buyers. There are people that are buying in from corporations from other countries that are looking to buy homes that they will then turn around to put up for rentals. Are rentals the way to go for some people?
Well, I would be myself personally for the right property. I'd be an investor in real estate properties today. So it's all depending, David, on your personal goals and what you're trying to accomplish. But yes, you know, that's for some, that's a viable thing. You know, we still have the 1031 exchange, and those are available for real estate investors. But the big firms, whether they're inside the country or outside, are making a factor, and that does a factor that I'm watching closely.
Is there anything else you'd like to add, Mark?
Well, you know, the only thing I'd ask is, you know, work with a full-time real estate professional. You know, one of the things at JPAR, we have a great little product called JPAR Sure Sale that helps the modern consumer sell the home traditionally, swap it as easy as a car, or we have institutional buyers that will iBuy and make it a lot easier for today's consumers. So anyone can check that out at JPAR.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.